wow, we have made it a long way together in our recruiting module. We've dreamed of our top leaders. We've researched about who they are. We built some job descriptions, built lists of common questions and slot sheets to fill in. You've only used pencil, and you know how happy that makes me, am I right? But I gotta say, listen, now I want you to imagine that you have like a solid evening of calls under your belt. And you had like a great night, and people seemed genuinely interested in volunteering with you. Now I want to shift gears now and discuss follow-up. As previously stated, like very few people are gonna say yes to our initial invitation to like serve with us on that first phone call. But remember, follow-up is our job, not their job. Now there are three important components that I wanna speak about when it comes to follow-up. And I wanna like work through these and discuss these in this module. Instant email follow-up. Follow-up starts the second you hang up the phone from that initial phone call. Rather than finishing one phone call and instantly grabbing and dialing the next number, take time and send a summary email as your first point of follow-up. Now, in order to make this process easier, have email templates saved in your drafts folder or saved in like a Word document. You can quickly copy and paste that template into a new email window and then like add specifics about that person and send it off. Email follow-up should be personalized, but it can be scaled using templates. A quick piece of advice about email follow-up. Make sure that each one of your emails looks clean and simple. People do not have time to sift through your paragraphs and paragraphs of text. I suggest the 5 B's of email communication. Be brief, brother, be brief. Listen, the next one, here we go. Placing follow-up calls. You have already set the stage for follow-up by the way that you closed your call by saying, hey, I know you're gonna need some time to consider this opportunity. When would be a good time for me to reach back out to you? Now, you have a date and a time written beside their name. Honor that date and time. If they need a week, give them a week. Don't call early, but certainly don't call 2 weeks late. Here's some easy wording for like opening up that follow-up or like opening, like when you first get them on the phone. Here's an easy way to start that. Now we talked last week and discussed serving in our area. In addition, I sent you a brief follow-up email covering the details and that we discussed on the phone. And I had a reminder pop up to myself today to see if you had a chance to consider this opportunity. Would you say that you've had enough time to consider this opportunity, or would you need more time? Now, I can't tell you how hard it is for some people to know how to effectively start that follow-up call. Some people just don't know how to like jump in and get started. Now, we have provided for you some suggested follow-up opening lines in the downloadable resource, Keys to Effective Calling. Trust me, and script out how you might open this follow-up conversation. Assertive, but discerning use of the redirect sheet. Now, not everybody is gonna agree to serve in the area that you've envisioned for them. Some will say no. Now, does this mean that's a game over? Why, of course not. Does this mean that you pull out the eraser and just like totally remove them altogether? Not necessarily. For some, the offer that you presented them, it's just not the right fit. It could be that Wednesday evenings are just not the best for them. If Wednesdays don't work, maybe Sunday mornings could. Oh, Sunday and Wednesdays, neither one of those are best for you? Cool. Would you maybe consider being a part of our big events team? It's a seasonal role and it fits your gift set. Have alternative suggestions for people who are willing and qualified to serve. We always need to have a robust sublist and find crazy things for those like random fifth Sunday slots. If they are qualified and willing, see if they'll be willing to help in some way. When it comes to using the redirect sheet, I want you to be bold. However, I want you also to be discerning. Remember that you're a shepherd, you're not a slot filler. When someone says, boy, this has been a tough season. My mom died, my husband has a new job, and our youngest has this like pressing health issue that just doesn't seem to be going away. Stop right there. It's time to take off that recruiting hat and put on your pastoral hat. Do not insensitively jump right to your redirect sheet. Be discerning and say, man, this sounds like a super challenging season. I care more for you as a person than I care about someone filling this volunteer role. thank you so much for letting me know. I want to let you take some time and focus on your family and yourself. You need to be healthy and whole. It's time for you to be poured into rather than you pouring out for others. By caring for people in their time of need now, you are creating healthy people. Healthy people might serve with you in another season. Now try your best to discern why someone maybe like isn't able to serve at this time. There is a big difference between a season of life reason and a not good fit reason. Some roles are just simply not a good fit for somebody's personality and gifting. This is totally different than someone who has like proper gifting and the proper temperament for this role, but like this life season or this life stage doesn't allow for serving at this time. Listen, so much is won or lost in how we follow up. You see, it's not about volunteer now or never. It's about setting up a path for the future. Sure, we hope that they volunteer now and stay with us for years. However, I'm in this for the long haul. I want to have next year, in 3 years, in 5 years, be easier than it is right now. I have people who say no to an opportunity several years in a row, only to say yes on year three. How did that occur? Well, in part, listen, here's how it happened. In part, it's because I effectively conducted follow-up and I cared for people. You can do the same.